Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. Now, you'll know that hundreds of passengers left stranded, confused, and I imagine also furious as FlySafair grounded more than two dozen flights yesterday after a surprise strike by pilots demanding a wage hike of around 10%. Now, the airline, which carries the bulk of South Africa's domestic passengers, says the demands are far steeper once benefits are factored in. That has sparked a standoff that's already seen around 30% of weekly flights cut. Mediation, I understand, is to begin, but with school holidays ending and business travel starting to pick up again, if things continue, the fallout could be severe. So I want to talk now to Guy Leach, aviation analyst. He's also the editor of SA Flyer magazine and one of the country's most respected commentators in this respect. So, Guy, first of all, how serious is the strike for domestic aviation? Was it a shock or had tensions been building for some time, in your opinion?
Yeah, hi, Jeremy. Well, it's both a shock in terms of its impact on domestic aviation, but it's no surprise because tensions have been building for ages. The industrial relations process that led to this point has taken 6 months at least, but in fact, tensions have been simmering for a lot longer than that, particularly about the sort of other background issue, which is the roster.
What does it say, Guy, about industrial relations with inside the carrier, do you think?
Yes, a very interesting question, because it's hard to pin it down. My sense of it, though, is that actually this is a big showdown that the airline management have put a price on. They've said, okay, we're prepared to spend, look, I've no idea what that price means. We're prepared to lose 50 million or even 100 million. I should imagine those are the sort of numbers they're talking about, for the sake of drawing a line in the sand and having the showdown with the pilots. Because if they don't, I think they'll think it'll cost them that much more in the long run. And of course, as I've said, the thing about FlySafair is it's a low-cost carrier, so it survives by keeping its prices absolutely rock bottom, and that obviously means fighting with the pilots almost on a continual basis, because the pilots are generally the second biggest expense for a low-cost carrier after fuel. And I think complete what I was saying in terms of your first question, the fact of the matter is that FlySafair is running, 66% or so of total domestic supply. And right now we're seeing a significant fall off, as much as 25% of fall off in the supply of seats from FlySafair. So the impact across the economy will be big.
Guy, let's talk about the roster in just a moment, because I spoke to a representative from the carrier a little earlier in the week, and the suggestion is that the roster issue is more important than the wage issue as far as they were concerned. But as far as money is concerned, FlySafair says pilots earn between 1.8 and 2 million rand a year, and that a 10% increase would push up total compensation by more than 20%. Help me understand this. Is that accurate and fair context?
No, I think there's too much spin going on in here, and quite frankly, none of these figures should have been put out for public consumption anyway, because they're incredibly hard to actually analyze and get to the bottom of. I mean, what is the airline talking about? Is this total cost of employment, total cost of the company? And it sounds a lot, but it's not, because the pilots, especially seasoned captains, can earn as much as three or four times and more often than not tax-free elsewhere in the world. So it is indeed a lot about lifestyle. SAFAIR pilots don't want to have to leave South Africa to go and fly in the sand pit, you know, in the Middle East or in the Far East with Chinese airlines. And I think that it's worth bearing in mind that a lot of SAFAIR's most senior pilots are formerly SAA pilots. So they've already had this rodeo, and they're still bruised from the loss of a year's income over the COVID business rescue process.
So what's the beef about the roster then?
Yeah. So the roster is very much about lifestyle. What happened was that FlySafair is a relatively young airline, just over 10 years old, and it had a relatively simple roster management system. A roster is an incredibly complex thing to run, because obviously you've got to have various degrees of pilot availability. Obviously, the pilots are actually on duty for a specific amount of time, sitting behind the controls flying the airplanes. But then you've normally got two or three levels of standby. You've got standby with as little as half an hour. So the standby pilot needs to be available within half an hour to get onto the aircraft should one of the pilots suddenly turn up sick, for argument's sake. And then you've got one-day standby, and then you've got two or three-day standbys. And how you exactly manage that is incredibly tricky. So normally they give the pilots with the greatest seniority, simply those who've had the longest time at the airline, sort of first dibs at the roster in terms of bidding for certain slots and bidding for time off. And that obviously gives them time off to plan for family functions, their own birthdays, their children's birthdays, sports functions, and obviously family holidays. But the moment the roster gets messed around with, then the first thing that happens is that the security of being able to plan ahead goes. And that's what happened. What SAF did is they're shrugging their shoulders and saying, hey, but we recognized there was a problem and we upgraded the roster system about a year ago. The pilots are saying, yeah, fine, but you didn't buy the best version. And the version that you've bought doesn't have all the bells and whistles. Specifically, it needs very firm and agreed rules as to exactly what the processes of around, as I said, bidding are and so on. And those rules are not in place. So the pilots feel that they've been messed around as much as the last minute, literally sort of it's their well-planned weekend off. And now all of a sudden they've been called out. And, you know, what also happened was that pilots, just to get a little bit stuck into the detail here, normally would work on a 6-day on, 3-day off cycle. Then suddenly the roster became 5 days on and 2 days off. And that's a complete mess, because that means that you've got a 7-day cycle. So everyone who gets the weekends off stays with the weekends off, and the others who didn't never did. These are some of the nuances that are going into this argument around the roster.
So, Guy, FlySAF Air has preemptively, if I understand this, cut around 30% of its schedule. But how long can it operate like this without starting to damage its market position?
Yeah, I just want to pick up on your 30%. That's correct. Yesterday, or on Sunday evening, FlySAF Air was claiming that they managed the schedule intact on Monday. That didn't turn out to be the case. Then they said, okay, 8%. It turned out to be more like 12 to 14%. Now, they've admitted that the schedule is down about 25%. And obviously, if that continues, then it's going to be an absolute crisis. My take on the matter is that they are working the current pilots, the pilots who've stayed on, extra hard. By agreement, a lot of them are signed on for the extra hard work. But a lot of these pilots are going to run out of what we call flight and duty time this week, because we're approaching the 100-hour end of the month limit anyway. And the agreements that they have with the pilots are only for a week. I think this is one of the main reasons management has agreed to come back to the table tomorrow to try and hammer this issue out. I also just want to correct a broad misapprehension in the rest of the media that 200 of the 300 pilots are on strike. That's not strictly correct. 200 of the 300 pilots were members of Solidarity. But my take is that only about 2/3 of the Solidarity members are actually on strike as well. So the airline has about 50% of its pilots available.
And Guy, just a quick one. The carrier controls around 60% of domestic seat capacity. The strike exposes a deeper problem. We are too reliant on one player, surely.
100%. You know, Lyft has been a very slow grower, if I may say so. We had a lot of hope that they would step into the gap created by the failure or the ending of Mango and Kalula in particular. But that hasn't been the case. So FlySAF grew enormously strongly. And this whole strike is pretty much a symptom of those growing pains. Yes, to some extent, we've seen Airlink and Semair step into the gap as well. And obviously, the slow resurrection of SAA helps supply. But no, you're 100% correct. The domestic airline industry is far too vulnerable and dependent upon FlySAF Air.
Guy Leach, thank you very much. As always, editor of SA Flyer magazine.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.